This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
We're celebrating International Cat Day on a Bad Choice Friday with the Stray Cats.
Stray Cats, John, I'm a
big cat.
I'm a
big cat.
From a garbage can.
Just like a stray cat.
Yeah.
Dinner from a garbage can.
Oh, no.
All we drink is old fashioned.
Stray cats and a stray cat strut taking on Tom Jones on a Bad
What's
Choice
new,
Friday.
What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat?
True cat fight over there on the Twitters.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on X and vote now, Men's Room Live. How are we doing on the tunes there? Tunes and voting.
It's 50-50.
Oh, it's 50-50.
It's still 50-50.
It's 50-50.
Every time these stupid cats try to take the lead, Tom Jones come fighting back.
Is that right?
Come on, Tom Jones fans.
Okay, vote now. Those the shots coming up are at 5:10-ish, somewhere in there. Got a little time to vote if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
The stray cats, guys. They're like the guys that order martinis, like extra dry. Then it's like, what kind of gin?
I have no idea.
Well?
Yeah.
Well? Yeah. You dress like you got...
Let's see here. One from our question when it comes to life, family, job, genetics, whatever. How are you winning? Oh, look, guys, I just got a brand new job at a shoe store.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any favorite brands and why? My dad only wears New Balance. He's old.
That's
Thanks,
why.
Thanks, guys. That's from Liz in Maine. Liz, he has wide feet.
Mm-hmm.
He is a white male. He lives in Maine. Mm-hmm. New Balance is the perfect shoe for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite shoe brand.
Oh,
it's kind of like what I know you love Nike.
Nike
I
Air like, Maxes specifically.
Right. Adidas, Hoka, and Olakai, I like. Birkenstocks. I am into Birkenstocks as far as sandals.
They're back.
I will never buy a different brand.
I like Nike. I even like the UGG tennis shoes. Those are really good. And then Under Armour. I'm a big fan.
I've never rocked the Under Armour shoes. I have gotten into Hokas in the last year. But Air Max is my number one. I mean, I have so many of them. Also, what's the... I finally got into them. What's the flip-flop sandals that have the beer opener?
I have a pair,
Reef.
I can't remember. The
Reef.
Reef.
Can't go wrong with that.
They're comfortable, man.
Just when, this year at the Gorge in the campground across the way, the lady next to a little bit older than I am, but just country gal, blonde hair, nice, you know. She's like, can I get one of your seltzers? I'll trade you a Corona. And I said, sure. And then she goes, I have no way to open it. And finally, it worked. Just like, hang on.
Ba-boom.
Cracked open that cold Corona.
She was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Get over here and motorboat my breasts.
Yes, exactly. Come here, big boy. Get in here.
Ma'am, you want to wear this hat?
Let me give you a boob hug.
On to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hi, guys. Wondering if you could give my boyfriend a...
Hey, God forbid you friggin' dip responsibly.
Wondering if you could give my boyfriend a birthday shout-out today on your show. His name is Case, and he's 32. He's been listening to your show for years. It would be amazing if you could give him a birthday shout-out. Thanks so much. Make sure he feels old with a 21 soundbite salute, Mike.
All right,
here we go.
Snap a picture, you sick.
Fish sandwich. Get
too small.
Damn.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
Hashtag good advice.
Let's pull it in, Jay.
Chestnut!
Can I grow up?
I just said that.
15. Same order has been disturbed.
16. I'll have a fish sandwich.
17.
That's fun.
18.
Holy J!
19.
What the hell is that?
Please clap.
Got it, 21. Very nice.
Very nice.
Please clap. All of a show, Smokey McReefer here reporting for a booty. I'm turning 36. My knees are in their 80s, though. Anyway, can I get a big old bong rip, a Wendy Williams burp fart, and a you like that? Plus, Coach Ted with some advice on what to check off the list before I hit 40, and the Dirty Germans talking about the Football Pick'em League. I am in. Love you guys so much. Couldn't imagine Seattle without y'all. Go Hawks. That from Julius. Or Smokey McReefer.
All right, how old is he, 36?
36 years old.
Got to get some stuff done before you're 40. All right, simple. Maybe buy a dog. Got a man doesn't own a dog.
Yeah.
Do some travel, all right? I would say maybe try Europe. It's easy to dip your toe into. A lot of them speak your language. Maybe do start saving some money, though, for real. Yeah, maybe do some stretching.
Definitely stretch.
Yes.
Yeah, as far as your Pick'em League goes, what I would say is take the advice of the Dirty German son, who's fully invested in this fantasy football league right now and seems to have an A-OK team.
Yeah, I like the fantasy football you boys play in the America. Can I be the guy that snaps the ball through his legs?
Yeah.
So do you want to grab it from underneath my legs?
I'm more into the fantasy than the football, you know.
Yeah, I'll be the unicorn.
I'm number 69.
That was a good commercial. Back in the day, I don't know if it was ESPN or whatever, for sign up for fantasy football, and the guy shows up like all dressed, he's ready for horseplay. Like sexual.
Yeah,
horse.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like wrong fantasy.
Right.
Jesus.
But y'all, I'm 39 today, and to celebrate the last year of my mid-30s, I'd love it if Coked Up Ted could tell me about his favorite burgers in the city. All the best to you fools, especially Mike and his current lady of the night.
Come on!
That from our buddy Burger Tor Kyle.
Oh, nice! All right, first of all, Kyle, love you boys. I remember when you guys did that a long time ago. Glad you're still doing it. Loretta's might be the best burger in the city. Love it. Never go wrong with a Dick's Deluxe. Also, shout out 8-ounce burger. Bigger burger than you think. Delicious. Good spot. Miles, you're a burger guy.
Yes.
You got any more?
I was in Loretta's last week.
Oh, nice.
Had to get one on Sunday on my way back from Tacoma. What else? What is it? Is it the quick pick? What is the pick quick, whatever, down
here?
Yeah. Soto's pretty good as well.
Has anybody had Katsu Burger?
No.
I have not. I know. All right.
I think Mike's Chiller Parlor has a great hamburger.
Actually, you're right. Mike makes a good burger.
Good morning, guys. I've been waiting all year for this. You guys are awesome and get me through my stressful afternoons. Seriously, thank you. For my birthday, can I get a fish sandwich montage, a Leroy Jenkins, and a big old bong rip? Lastly, a shout out to my kids, Dookie and Bubs. Thank you guys, and have a great weekend. That from Larry.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are
some
you sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish
sandwich. At noon.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
This one says, birthday shout out to the Elk Plain Drifter. Van, you stole my heart over 50 years ago. Wow. You've never met a stranger, have serious discussion with fence posts, and make us all laugh and have the biggest heart. And are so busy being fabulous that you leave a lasting impression at the end of the evening. You've been my biggest cheerleader and supporter no matter what I do. You drive me up the wall and make me shake my head. But no matter what, at the heart of it all, I wouldn't trade a minute. So here's to another eventful year around the sun with you. And I love you. Happy birthday from your loving wife, Amy, and our entire Pacific Northwest family. So, could I get Thrill's disgruntled Sasquatch talking about how no one ever bothers to bring him a cold beer when they visit the forest? Coke Ted, hyping him up for his Mexico trip in February. And some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys.
Why does nobody just bring me beer? They bring me, oh, here's some Pappy Van Winkle blowing out your ass. That's not what I want, man. I just want a cold beer. A light domestic macro brew, as Ted Smith would say, man.
I feel like I've been hyping up Mexico all damn week here. All right, listen. First of all, you're going to the source. Here's the biggest piece of advice. You're doing coke. You're in Mexico. You want a drink. Don't trust the ice. Drink bottled beer and just neck them two at a time.
Dad Joke Friday. All right, it's football season. Did you guys hear about the football player who went to jail for 5 years?
No.
Went in a tight end, now a wide receiver. I asked the flight attendant if I could move to a different seat because of the crying kid next to me. Turns out you can't leave your kid unattended.
No.
I asked my girl if I was the only one that she has actually slept with.
Oh, yeah?
She said yes. I was up all night having sex with the other guys.
He was a machine.
My wife does have a schoolgirl fantasy.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, though, I do not look good in a skirt. Couple more there, Elk Plain Drifter. Should have known my girlfriend was a communist.
Why?
Why?
So many red flags.
All right,
and here's my favorite other group for today. Why did The Rock go to the bathroom? Why did The Rock go to the bathroom?
Why?
To Dwayne his Johnson.
Nice. Happy birthday, man. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, let's see. I didn't get an invite. What was the invite for?
You did. He invited us all on email.
Oh, did he?
I just have a previous engagement.
Van Fest. Come on, man.
Yeah. I'll try to act like you didn't see it.
I did not get that email. It's the only email I got.
It's a couple days ago, dude.
Oh.
He plans ahead.
Hello, guys. Will you please wish my brother, John, a happy birthday? He hits level 52 in the game we call life. John, you're a pretty good brother, so I'll take you drinking this weekend. But my check was short, so you have to pay. He does love fish sandwiches, so can you please play the fish sandwich montage? Then can the dirty Germans please instruct him on how to have sex at this age without hurting himself? And finally, can the captain please explain the dangers of the Kraken? The rum, not the creature. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all the laughs you give us. Also, happy birthday to Transformers the movie, the OG of all the Transformer movies. That one from Ron.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh,
you know I got
fish sandwich.
Brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get fish
put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe it's a relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon, and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you're wondering how to have sex at the age of 52 without the hurting. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, so I've been to the age now where sometimes I just say, no, it's just my birthday. I'll just take some mouth hug. On your teeth.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You want to know about the dangers of the mighty Kraken? I'm glad you specified the rum, because the sea creature who we certainly have interacted with on the SS Guppy, first of all, his name is Eddie. And just because he's big and ugly doesn't mean he's mean. All the ships that he pulled under the sea, frankly, they had it coming. But that's another story for another day. As far as the Kraken rum, I've had many a good time, but I've discovered the biggest danger is that when I'm drunk on Kraken rum, that's the one time I ignore the Chiquita Banana Lady's outbreak and end up with an STD. Crunch Bears.
I got one.
An STD?
And I remember, no, well, yeah, sure.
from the Chiquita Banana Lady.
No, that
she
did not
has the thing
it
for
was
you.
The Lando Lakes Lady.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a guy named Chico.
You might remember this time last year, brought up my grandmother. I did not know exactly how old she was.
And neither did she.
Turns out last year she was 98 years old.
Wow.
So today, my grandmother is still alive and kicking. Verna Blanky Blankenship Quillen is 99 years old today.
The nice. Proof is her name.
So do you know what my mom did to celebrate her birthday?
What?
She got her a caregiver and went out of town and drove to Raleigh to party with her friends.
Damn.
I'm not kidding.
Happy birthday.
My grandmother turned 99 years old today, and my mom left to go hang out with the family down in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That is unreal. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does your grandma know?
My grandmother does know it's 99, and she does know there's a caregiver in her home. I don't know if she remembers where my mom went. I'm pretty sure she does.
All right.
I'm pretty sure she does. But last year when I called her, she thought she was 96.
All right.
She was 98. But this year, for sure, she knows she was 99. So that's a good thing.
That is.
So here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thank you, Mom. And okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
Three times fast.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
One.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count...
Take three.
And now, right. Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, God. Only Ferrari lost twice. Wow. But the commitment to excellence. We stayed up anyway. We totally forgot.
What'd you take?
Last night, what was that stuff?
I have no idea, but they assured me that it would not hit us as bad as that guy, Larry.
Well, Steve got some of this blue bacon from California.
Ooh, blue bacon. I haven't heard of that one.
Apparently, it'll keep you up for a while. So this is round three on Ted versus the FCC on this one. If you don't make it this time, we retire this Ted versus the FCC.
All right.
Unless, of course, we're at a live event. So, one more time, this is how it goes. The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go, count, bunt, cut, go. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
All right.
Come on, man.
Come on, let's get it. Come on. I mean, we're getting to autumn here. I got to start getting some W's,
yeah, come
man.
On, man.
Like the Bengals, starting out slow. I almost just said it right out of the gate.
Jeez, man.
The count loves. All right. The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count bunts.
Oh,
oh, come on.
Can I give you another chance?
I mean, that was quick, Mike.
That was pretty good. You want to give him one more chance?
Okay, come on.
All right.
Yeah. Throw me a bone here, boys.
Come on.
Come on.
Here we go.
Do it slow again or just three times fast?
One time through, then three times fast. We're going to start with three times fast.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
One.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
Oh, yeah.
The count loves to cut bunts. When the count cuts bunts, the people counting bunts say, go count, bunt, cut, go.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a, you know what it was like? It was like last night's preseason game.
Yeah.
This week, it's a tie. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up here, it's a 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we'll have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
I'm sorry, Miles.
Well, thank you, Miles. New study says today's young adults are 4 times more likely to have rectal cancer.
Cool. Great time to be alive.
Booty, 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 booty.
What a time.
Why? Do they explain why?
No.
That's just something that's happened.
It might be because we're sitting down more. I wonder if that's actually part of it. I feel stupid saying it, but you never know. Everything causes cancer.
Else, right.
Right. I don't know. We're keeping our phones in our back pockets.
I don't. I never keep it in my back pocket.
No,
Lord, I feel
no.
like I'm going to break it or it's just going to fall out.
Yeah.
But pretty much everybody puts it in their back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, cargo shorts.
You know what? Speaking of the phone, new data shows that teenagers just don't answer their phone anymore.
Just texting.
Yeah. And I get it. You never really learned.
My son will answer. My daughter is questionable.
Oh, gotcha.
She will text back, but doesn't always answer when you call.
Sure. Well, you never know what you're calling about. You know, I'll admit.
I know, but it's like, it's your dad calling.
I get it, but sometimes y'all call and it can be a text.
That's true. If it can be a text, just do a text.
And also, if you are going to text your kids, learn how tone matters. Call me when you get a chance.
Right. Shoot, okay.
We had the boss that always did that.
Yeah.
Come see me as soon as you can.
Have you seen my pen?
Right.
I would just text you back. Just one high-fat meal showed significant negative brain effects within just 4 hours.
What about the dopamine hit?
I mean, yeah, you're going to do...
It's the same as drugs, right? Like, do some drugs, you'll feel great, and the next day you feel like trash. So I think it's the same thing. Like, sometimes when you're eating a high-fat meal, whether it's fast food or... ordering a pizza on a Sunday or late night Taco Bell or getting burgers. My point is, you know what you're doing. I was going to see how long I can just keep running down stuff I like.
There's a millipede that's being studied as its secretions could help target brain disorders.
How do they figure this stuff out?
I would like that answer
myself.
I mean,
myself. I get, like, if you're an entomologist, is that the insect people?
I think so,
I guess
yeah.
that's an insect. Is that an insect?
Entomologist.
I don't know what a millipede is.
I think it counts because...
it's a creature from hell.
But I thought insects had to have 6 legs.
Hang on.
Because wouldn't it, like, a spider's not an insect because it has 8 legs? It's a bug, but it's not an insect. I'm not sure, but either way...
it's like arachnopod.
An insect is defined by several key characteristics. A 3-part body,
all right.
Head, thorax, and abdomen. 6 legs, yes. Antenna, okay. And typically 1 or 2 pairs of wings.
It has to have an antenna, too. Huh?
What
that is... did not realize
that. I think they at least get cable. Millipede.
Is my car an insect?
Right.
Does it have 3 distinct body parts? No, it has the antenna.
A millipede is classified
on your car.
As an arthropod.
An arthropod. So somebody who studies arthropods said, you know, keep secreting the stuff. You think they can fight brain cancer? I wonder how they connect dots.
And yes, entomologists do study arthropods. That was a long, out and around way to get
there. I wanted
that.
To know.
I know.
That's all.
We learn a lot on this program.
The ones in Africa are bigger than snakes.
Yeah.
I'll believe that, dude.
I could not believe it. I was like, what is that train going across the track?
And the ones in, like, the Amazon.
Yes.
Just like, dude, no.
I've seen videos, you know, just scrolling on TikTok of you know, entomologists, I believe, or people that just collect rare bugs or exotic bugs, and I've seen the millipedes that Miles is talking about.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It looks like he has a puppy in his doggone hand, but it's this giant freaking bug, dude.
Yep, no
it's
thank
disgusting.
You. No thank you.
Apparently, city walkers are moving at about 15% faster than they did 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been
got places
that.
To be.
We do, man. Time's money.
I was like around the world, for whatever reason, people are walking faster, but specifically in the cities.
Yeah.
Maybe they're being followed more by questionable characters.
No, I think Ted's right to a degree. It's just we've sped up. We need to be places all the time now. You know, going to work is not, you know, the same 9 to 5 that you punch the clock every day. It's, I got to go to this one in the morning. I got to go to the lunch in the afternoon and speed do that real quick. And then I got to go to this one over in the afternoon. And then I got to, you know, you're bouncing all over the place. You got to run your errands in between because all the places that you need to go, they're only open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Which is so frustrating.
It is.
And it's like, guys, if it's business hours, I understand you are also a business, but a lot of people that want to do business, like, we're at work.
Exactly. Damn it. There's a new article that's reinforcing the information that oil does not come from dinosaurs. And there's a lot of people
comes from fossils.
No.
Where does it come from?
You're talking about the era? It comes from plants and vegetation, doesn't it?
No, there was...
Nicole.
It was a minute. It's been a minute since I actually read this article, because I thought the same thing. I was like, I've always heard that it came from basically compressed dinosaur bones.
Right.
And it doesn't. It comes from certain minerals and molecules and whatnot that are deep, deep down in there that just they've compressed together over time. It doesn't necessarily correlate with the dinosaurs.
Okay, I got you.
Because they found fossils in granite. So that timeline.
But there's still fossil fuels.
There are fossil fuels, yes.
Coal.
Just not oil.
That's a fossil fuel.
I guess.
I'm confused, Mike.
So am I, Ted. That's why I'm not working on it.
So it's not dinosaur bones, but it is a fossil fuel.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Which is apparently just a name if it does
even
not
natural gas is a fossil fuel.
Yeah.
It's a clean burning fossil fuel.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Hitting your daily step goal could lower your risk of death by about 47%.
What if your goal is like to get 10 steps? See, that's the only problem with this. You're still like, okay.
I get it.
It's relative to the person and what their goal is. If your goal is 1,000 steps a day, I don't think it's going to add life to you.
Your standard daily step goal should be 10,000 steps.
I think they lowered it to 7,000.
I don't give a damn what they did. Their standards changed.
Mike does
10,000,
so yeah, he's sticking with it.
I'm sticking with it. I'm still sticking with it. I have done it every doggone day of this year.
Oh, and yeah?
My legs hurt.
You've done it every day this
every
year.
Every day.
How far is 3 miles?
3 miles?
Steps.
It depends, right? So, like, we were in Mexico City with the kids. They, quote-unquote, got more steps than me because their legs are shorter. We went the exact same distance, right?
Well, that makes sense.
All right, I mean, that's the thing.
So, they got more steps.
See,
but
I got close to 7,000 in this morning.
Yeah, okay. So an average person takes approximately 2,000 to 2,500 steps per mile. So, yeah, you hit anywhere between 6,000 and 7,500 steps.
Yeah, we've increased up to 3 miles a morning.
Attaboy.
Nice.
Good work.
We were cooking today, passing people.
Look out.
And a hottie.
A new study shows that 2 eggs a day could actually reduce your cholesterol.
Well, good, because I had 2 eggs, not last night, the night before. That was my dinner. Wednesday night dinner.
Did you go hard-boiled? Did you go, like, fried egg? Did you go raw? What'd you do?
I did not raw. I did fried eggs with a little bit of bacon, some cheese on top of toast, open face. On top of my bag, I had one bagel left. Yeah, so I did it open face.
No, and I bet you toasted it.
I did toast it, Ted. I toasted
it. How else would you eat a bagel?
Buttered it. I'm not putting fried eggs on a raw-ass weird bagel. Do you just eat, like, dog toys? To me, that's sort of an untoasted...
Really?
Yes.
It's already cooked. It's not raw.
I know it's not raw, but, like, the toast the damn thing, man. God, you
that's
guys...
weird-ass people in here, Ted.
We do.
That is not weird. We are in the majority on this.
No.
Those people do not raw dog their bagel.
Unless they're dipping it in coffee or something like that.
You don't dip a bagel in coffee even still. I'm sorry.
Ted and I are not saying that a toasted bagel is not delicious. And
correct.
It's not great
when it's
toasted.
Place.
However,
yes, when you eat
you
it.
Can eat an untoasted bagel and it's still just
would
fantastic.
Would you ever eat an untoasted
eat a bottle of Windex.
Would you eat an ungrilled Reuben?
An ungrilled Reuben.
Well, that's just what a corned beef sandwich.
I would try it.
Well, but you're still going to put the sauerkraut on, the non-melted cheese, the soft bread without the butter.
I would eat it, but don't call it a Reuben, that's all.
Yeah, it's more of a deli.
Really, it's the toasting that makes it the Reuben.
That's basically what makes it a Reuben.
So any toasted sandwich, you can call it a Reuben.
The $1,000 dressing and the
cheese. It goes beyond the toast Swiss is what cheese. I'm trying to say here.
But you would never do it on just a plain
I'm just saying, if I'm having a turkey sandwich with lettuce, mayonnaise, maybe some red onion on a bagel, I don't want to toast it.
Really?
Yeah, and if I'm just putting cream cheese, do not toast it.
But doesn't it, if you're doing like the turkey thing, right, so you have actual like stuff on your bagel and it is untoasted, to me, you're getting like ciabatta territory in the sense I feel like stuff's getting squirted out the bag.
We got to figure out a way to solve this. There's got to be a way. Somebody's got the answer. There's got to be somebody out there because, no, one of you is definitively wrong.
It's them.
I know.
No, there's nobody that's wrong. There's a lot of ways to skin a cat. There's several ways to eat a bagel.
How many different ways to skin a cat?
You can eat meat
to me,
raw.
There's got to be one.
I mean, you can skin a cat with a lot of different things.
Yeah, based on that saying, who is this guy who skins cats?
I don't know.
I've done it 1,000 different ways, bro.
There's different ways to fillet a fish.
Right.
But I mean, like, skinning a cat, that seems like a little bit, seems dark, you know?
He was a weird guy in class. Yeah. Like, did you say skin a cat, man?
There's 9 million ways to torture a dog. Like, who came up with that? It's like a regular saying.
And now we all say.
Exactly.
We should say skin a squirrel.
Why?
Because people skin squirrels.
Well, apparently people skin cats.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't...
And there's a lot of ways to do it, Ted.
Jeez, a whiz. You know what? A healthy marriage, a healthy relationship is a hard thing to keep, and that's why you need to make sure that you ask those hard-hitting questions, and I'm here...
Are you my lady of the night, for example?
Damn it, Steve.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more questions to ask your spouse to keep things interesting.
Now, this one's a bit tricky for sure. You know, you just don't want to call them out on something because that puts their delicate, fragile emotions on the defense. And you'll be sleeping with one eye open for the rest of your precious time together. So, how to approach? Yes, sir, that's right. You just ripped that Band-Aid right off. You start out like this. Honey, you know I love you and our intimate time between the sheets, but I know I may not be the biggest around, but I'm also not working with a thimble. So how is it when we get down to business, I feel like I'm putting a golf ball down the interstate?
Oh.
Sweet Jesus, start working on that pelvic floor. I mean, I'm concerned about incontinence for you in the future. Who loves you? Positive Friday.
Yeah. Divorce, huh? Stunned by that.
Oh, no. Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to.
There's something exciting about to happen
here,
boys. That's
right. We're going to have to do that a little bit later on. Okay. So here's some questions to ask your spouse to keep things interesting. For those of you that are not married, I'm going to ask you guys to go back to your most recent relationship that you've had and see if you can answer some of these questions, okay?
Okay.
And some of these are also just a little bit introspective. So, Steve, say that your lovely wife comes to you and she says, honey, other than our family, what's your second favorite thing in this world?
That other than family, I don't know, man, playing bass.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I don't know.
We're keeping things interesting. We're keeping it interesting. Miles!
So who's doing this to me?
In your most recent relationship, she comes to you and she says,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. Yes, I've been informed that Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal is my I love after my family.
Probably a good call. She comes to you and she says, Miles, baby, what song perfectly describes us?
What song perfectly describes the old relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Crazy Bitch.
That's not a bad one from Buck Cherry. Let me see, anything from Chicago.
Anything from Chicago. Okay. Saturday in the Park, 25 or 64.
That's a long way away, right?
Yeah. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Questions to ask your spouse to keep these things interesting.
I don't know why I'm nervous.
You ready for this, Ted?
No.
Don't worry, I'll take it easy on you. Ted, baby, for real though, how many licks do you think it does take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
33.
That seems light.
What, do you got a cat tongue?
What was the actual number in the commercial?
Three.
Three licks to get to the center?
Because of the owl that was
bit
into.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
My problem is I tend to suck on it, not just lick it.
Yeah, me too.
It is weird. I don't see anyone just licks a lollipop.
No.
Like you stick it in your mouth and you're sucking on it.
Right.
I've never seen it.
Like, imagine if I was at your house, I was like,
I'm like, Ted, you gotta go. It's time for you to leave.
Right. Not an ice cream.
Leave.
Just
like, I've never seen, like, little kids do it in those big ass, horrible tasting, like, spirally
ones.
Oh,
yeah. Correct.
And that makes sense. You can't fit it in your mouth.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, a blow pop and you're licking it, like, dude, even if you're a stranger, I'd be like, hey, man, you don't know me, but you need to stop.
Right.
don't eyeball me while you're licking that thing.
I want us to all separately go into the bar with a blow pop or a Tootsie Pop and just lick it and see how quickly we get thrown out. Bro, you gotta go.
I know the bartender that Thrill and I will see. She would yell at me.
Stop it.
Hey,
put it down.
And she would literally throw you. Yes. Yeah.
Question to ask your spouse to keep things interesting. Steve, honey, what are your top three desert island records?
Ooh. You mean records from desert island? Oh, I'm on.
You're on a desert island, my man.
I'm sorry. There was island records, and I'm like, I don't know who they signed. Let's see. I'm probably going to take The Real Thing or Angel Dust from Faith No More. Even though I've heard it a billion times, I got to take Appetite for Destruction. And, oh, crap. What is it called? From D'Angelo, man.
Brown Sugar? That was it.
Black Messiah, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Awesome album, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it. Miles, honey, who do you consider your best friend and why?
Best friend and why?
You say her.
Probably my penis. It's been with me my entire life. It's never left my side. Everywhere I go, it's with me. You know, I hold its hand every once in a while. We go to dinner together. We sleep together. We get up in the morning together. We exercise together. All the things.
Oh, jeez. Teddy, baby.
Yeah, honey.
What three people from the past would you invite to dinner if you could?
Anybody?
Anybody.
Oh.
Anyone.
My ex-girlfriend.
That's a good one. I'm going to say Abe Lincoln.
All right. Do you think he'd be fun at dinner, though, man?
I don't know. Abe Lincoln. Babe Ruth.
Okay. Hey, man, seriously, white or black?
And Napoleon.
Ooh,
okay.
Napoleon.
See, I would pick your dad just to go through the drive-thru one time. I want to be a part of that whole experience.
Oh, you don't. That's right. Took years of therapy to get out of that.
Steve.
What?
What's your favorite romantic movie?
There was a cool sex scene in The Howlings that turned into werewolves while they were having
American
sex.
American Werewolf in London, too.
Man, I don't like romantic movies because that's the only thing they talk about. And you know this about me, honey.
Yes,
however, there are love
but
stories within the movie. Han and Leia. There you go.
Oh, okay. Miles,
yes.
Baby, if we could live forever, would you choose to spend forever with me?
I already made that decision. That's why you're in Chicago.
Questions to ask your spouse to keep things interesting.
Ted, honey, what music puts you in the mood?
Ooh.
The Barney theme.
Raphael Sadiq.
Raphael Sadiq. Okay.
He's a great R&B singer.
I don't know that music actually puts me in the mood.
No. I mean, there's music where you go, obviously, people have had sex. Marvin Gaye, right? But, like, yeah. I don't get horny because I hear it.
I'm already, yeah, it doesn't matter what you put on.
I mean, the Sesame Street theme. Like, all right, this is what you want.
Let's go.
I'm doing this for a reason, Steve.
But, Steve, what does great sex mean to you?
Oh, this is so awkward.
It means... Before I roll over and go to sleep, I'm having a cigarette.
Right there in the bed.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
I'm not even going outside.
Good.
Miles.
Yes.
What do you think my favorite thing about you is?
Oh, you've told me.
It's not being
home. It's not my looks.
Oh, no. Hang on. There's a whole bunch of questions that aren't here. These are questions to ask your spouse to keep things interesting.
I really don't know the answer to that.
What's one
I guess that's why we're not together. That perfectly explains why I don't have an answer.
Ted, baby.
Yes, honey.
What's one difference between us that you absolutely love?
You're not a
that
dude.
You're a woman. First and foremost.
Right, kind of a big one until I got India. I mean, in general.
That's why you between your left knee and your right knee.
Read into that any way you'd like.
Can you tell why I'm bad at relationships? Like, I'm not dating Mike, and I'm nervous. I'm, like, sweating. Like, God, what is he going to ask me next?
Why are you nervous, Ted? You should be relaxed. We're in a relationship.
Because you're so beautiful.
I get nervous around you.
Questions to ask your spouse to keep things interesting.
Steve, one more. What is something new that we could try soon?
Those fries at Taco Bell.
The fries at Taco Bell.
I haven't had them yet. I mean,
get the chicken nuggets, dude. They're shockingly good.
There you go.
All right.
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
Yeah. You can watch me polish off a bottle of Jack Daniels. But what would be different is you don't say anything.
Oh, no. Okay, Miles.
Yes.
Baby, what should we do for our 50th anniversary?
50th. Get through the next 48 years.
I think they found out I've killed you yet.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna go to the Caribbean by myself.
Keep throwing the cops off.
Hope no one digs up the backyard.
And then, Ted, sweetie, I'm going to give you the last question.
Thanks, honey.
To ask your spouse to keep things interesting. Don't worry, it's not hard at all. Can I get a little drum roll, please, there, Steve? Thank you.
I'm going to do that in your relationship, Sandy, with the drum.
Ted, what's my biggest failure as a partner?
Oh.
That's a garbage question to ever ask a spouse.
I got an easy answer. My wife asked me that. I'm like, you have horrible taste in men.
That's right. You chose me.
How can I trust you to make a good decision?
I would say it's mainly your lack of empathy when I come home at 1 a.m. on Saturday. Somehow I'm the bad guy.
Right? Every time. Why are you so jealous I had fun?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not cheating on you with the boys.
Right. It's my safe place.
It's a Twin Peaks. It's not a strip club.
Did you read that article?
Yes.
Jesus.
Wait, what?
This guy said he was studying or something, but it turns out he's at a Twin Peaks. He was studying.
Okay.
Just at Twin Peaks.
Gotcha.
This girl lost her mind.
Okay, I understand what it is, but
he is in a
it ain't
place.
That deep.
I know.
It ain't that deep.
So what?
Jeez, a whiz.
I like their wings.
A man in China learned the too-good-to-be-true rule the hard way there, Miles.
What was that rule?
Tell you how at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified 30-year-old woman in Los Angeles, California. For reasons that no one knows, although I'm going to help them out, she was dancing on a rooftop. The reason she was doing that is because she was high on drugs. In the meantime, everyone's saying we're not sure what she was doing. Well, she collected quite a bit of bystanders who couldn't understand why she was doing it, but she was breaking out all kinds of moves. She's waving her arms around. Then she climbed on top of the chimney. And then she fell into the chimney and got stuck into 3 feet of chimney. The firefighters had to be called to rescue her. Turns out, she did not suffer any serious injuries. They said that she was both conscious and alert. And again, it is unclear why she was dancing on the roof. But again, I'm going to say because she was high.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I love. They have a video of it. She's just dancing, doing
her
thing.
Where's it from?
Los Angeles.
All right.
And falls into the chimney. And she was there for quite a while. So let's drink, bitches. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.